Part 3. Short Conversations. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Did you get a new office chair?
Yes, I picked it up last week. Try it out.
It's a beautiful color and so comfortable. How much did it cost?
Well, it was originally $150, but it was on sale, so I got a 10% discount.
1. Where will the woman use the chair? Two. What does the man think of the chair? Three. How much did the woman pay for the chair? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
Do you need help sending your fax?
No, I know how to use the machine. I just can't remember the number.
That I can't help you with.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to look it up in the office directory. 4. What is the man doing? 5. What is the man's problem? 6. What will the man do next? 4. Short Talks. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following message.
Thank you for calling Translations Express. Our offices are closed at this time. Please call back during our regular business hours, Monday through Friday, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., to speak to one of our customer service representatives. You may also leave a message on this answering machine, and we will be happy to return your call as soon as possible. We attempt to return all calls within 48 hours.
1. Who or what is giving this message? 2. When is this business normally open? 3. Who can you speak to during business hours? 4 through 6 refer to the following information.
If you're looking for an inexpensive way to increase the power of your computer, consider buying more memory. Adding memory to your computer can increase its processing speed by almost double. The best part is that memory is now very cheap. In most cases, you can boost the power of your old computer for only $125. You'll be amazed how much faster your computer runs.
4. What does this person recommend buying? 5. How much does this product cost? 6. What effect will the product have? 12. Part 1. Picture Description. Listen and choose the statement that best describes what you see in the picture. 1. A.
They are cooking food on a grill.
B.
They are preparing for rain.
C.
They are sharing a sandwich.
D.
They are sitting at a picnic table.
Two. A. The break room is full of people. B. The people are playing cards. C. The woman is mixing up the cards. D. There is a lot of money on the table. Three. A.
A bug is on the plant's leaf.
B.
One of the plants is dead.
C.
She is giving water to the plants.
D.
The plants are in a garden.
4. A. The officer is riding a horse. B. The officer is sitting on his bike. C. The officer is standing in the street. D. The officer is walking up the stairs. 5. A.
Cars may not drive on this street.
B.
The people are crossing the street.
C.
The store is open.
D.
The street light has fallen down.
2. Questions and responses. Listen to the questions and choose the best answer.
1. Where is the sample contract? A.
By this evening.
B.
The secretary typed it.
C.
In your mailbox.
2.
They have the item in stock, don't they?
A. They should. I saw some yesterday. B. I don't think they buy stocks. C. Which section did you look in? 3. Are birth certificates issued at the hospital? A.
Normally you have to request them by mail.
B.
The hospital has many forms.
C.
You need to choose a doctor first.
4.
May I take my break now?
A. 50 minutes is enough time. B. Sure, go ahead. C. Call me back in 10 minutes.
5. Have you sent the proposal in? A.
Yes, that is my proposal.
B.
I sent it last week.
C.
He has proposed to me twice.
3. Short conversations. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
I need to buy a new cell phone. Mine's broken, but I don't have much money for a replacement.
I recommend Cellmart. They have a great selection, and the prices are pretty low.
Good idea. Do you know where the nearest branch is located?
There's a branch in Green Lane. You pass it on your way to work every day.
1. Why does the woman want to buy a new phone? 2. Why does the man recommend Cellmart? 3. What do we know about Cellmart? 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
Have you seen the manager lately?
No, she's been in a meeting all day. They are working on some big project for the head office.
I see. Can I leave a message for her?
Sure. Why don't you write it down on this notepad? I'll pass it on for you.
4. What does the man want to do? 5. Where is the manager? 6. What does the woman ask the man to do? 4. Short talks. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following information. Tonight, Montgomery County is happy to invite all residents to its annual car show on Central Avenue. The show is organized by Montgomery Motors, one of our oldest local businesses, and Allmart Superstore. More than 1,500 cars will be featured from all over the state of Alabama. The show will run from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. and again tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Admission is $5 for adults, and children may enter free of charge. Don't miss this exciting event. 1. How often does this car show take place? 2. How much do children pay to enter the show? 3. When will the show end? 4 through 6 refers to the following announcement.
Our flight today from Albuquerque to Las Vegas is non-stop and will take approximately 1 hour and 30 minutes. Soon you will be able to see the Grand Canyon from the left side of the plane. On the right, you will see many small farming communities. We have a report of good weather conditions and clear skies, so please sit back and enjoy today's flight. Please remain seated until the seatbelt sign is switched off. Thank you.
4. Where is this announcement being given? 5. What is the final destination? 6. Which of the following is not true? 13. Part 1. Picture Description. Listen and choose the statement that best describes what you see in the picture. 1. A.
She is putting the book on her bed.
B.
She is reading a book in bed.
C.
She is making her bed.
D.
She is talking on the telephone.
Two. A. The athletes are talking to the coach. B. The players are on the field. C. The referee is starting the game. D. The score of the game is tied. 3. A.
The man is giving flowers to a woman.
B.
The man is holding the box.
C.
The man is loading the box on a truck.
D.
The man is planting the flowers.
4. A. The man is batting the ball. B. The man is cleaning the pool. C. The man is playing pool. D. The man is standing by the pool. 5. A.
The girl is babysitting.
B.
The girl is feeding her sister.
C.
The girl is holding a doll.
D.
The girl is putting her toys away.
2. Questions and responses. Listen to the questions and choose the best answer.
1. How many miles per gallon does his new car get? A.
Up to 60 miles per hour.
B.
In about 15 seconds.
C.
Between 20 and 22.
2.
Is Thomas a very good soccer player?
A. He's the best player on the team. B. He likes soccer a lot. C. He is on tour now. 3. How long does the lesson last? A.
My last lesson was not so good.
B.
1 hour.
C.
Yes, I had it last week.
Four.
Is driving in your city dangerous?
A. I'll drive safely. B. Yes, especially at night. C. The road is very dangerous.
Five. Would you like to go to the car show this weekend? A.
During the week would be better for me.
B.
I don't have a car.
C.
Yes, please. Show me your car.
3. Short conversations. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
How far is it from here to the university?
About 15 miles. By car, it takes 20 minutes.
That's not so bad. I thought it was much further than that.
Yeah, but it takes almost an hour by bus. You have to change twice.
1. How long will it take to drive to the university? 2. Why is the woman surprised? 3. Why does it take so long by bus? 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
Do you have any time to meet with me on Friday?
Let me check my calendar. What time is good for you?
Any time after lunch would be fine.
Well, I have a meeting from 2 until 3, so why don't we say 3:30 in your office? 4. What does the woman want to do? 5. When is the man available? 6. Where will the man meet the woman? 4. Short talks. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following advice.
Early preparation is a key for success for all students at the university level. What do we mean by early preparation? Well, we mean that you should read the information for the lecture before going to class. This will help you to understand classes much better. After taking careful notes, be sure to review them when you return home. Test yourself on how much you can remember. This will prepare you for your exams much better than leaving everything until the last minute.
1. To whom is this advice directed? 2. What does the speaker encourage? 3. How will following this advice benefit a person? 4 through 6 refer to the following advice.
Taking great photographs means much more than just pointing and shooting. It is important to consider the overall picture you are taking. Be sure to have the subject of the photo clearly in focus. It is also helpful to avoid distracting elements in the picture, such as unknown people passing by or objects that obstruct the main subject of your photo. Many people spoil a good picture because there is trash in the foreground or a tree behind the subject.
4. To whom is this advice directed? 5. What should you be sure to do? 6. What can ruin a picture? Unit 14. Part 1. Picture description. Listen and choose the statement that best describes what you see in the picture. 1. A.
The athletes are playing a game.
B.
The game is finished.
C.
The player just scored a goal.
D.
The soccer ball is in the net.
Two. A. The car has a flat tire. B. The driver is stopped at the light. C. The hood of the car is raised. D. The mechanic is looking at the engine. Three. A.
The family is eating in the kitchen.
B.
The woman is opening the oven.
C.
There is no one in the kitchen.
D.
The dog is under the table.
Four. A. The man is putting butter on his toast. B. The butter is next to the toaster. C. There is bread in the toaster. D. The toast is burnt. Five. A.
The dog is playing with the children.
B.
The woman is walking her dog.
C.
The woman is walking by herself.
D.
The men are chasing the dog.
Part 2. Questions and responses. Listen to the questions and choose the best answer.
1. What kind of business would you like to open? A.
I have been translating for many years.
B.
My dream is to have a bar in the Bahamas.
C.
Our business is always open.
Two.
How often do you dine out?
A. Sometimes 3 nights a week. B. The dining room is next door. C. I would like to go out tonight. Three. Do you think Charlie will be on time tonight? A.
He is working at the library.
B.
No, he'll be right back.
C.
No, he is always late.
Four.
Can you help me now?
A. My computer is faster. B. Jessica plans to help. C. I'll be right there.
Five. Is the telephone ringing? A.
It comes with a variety of ring styles.
B.
I don't hear anything.
C.
Please check in a few more minutes.
Part 3. Short conversations. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
Do you know when the post office closes? I have a package I need to mail.
It closes at 5 o'clock Monday through Friday, and it's closed on the weekends.
Well, it's 5 already. I'll have to wait until Monday.
Yeah, you won't be able to make it today.
1. What does the woman want to do? 2. When is this conversation probably taking place? 3. Why won't the woman go to the post office today? 4 through 6 refer to the following conversation.
Those sandwiches look delicious. Did you get them at the deli?
Actually, I got them at the bakery. There's a new one that opened a couple of days ago.
Really? Can you tell me how to get there?
It's right outside exit 3 of the subway station. It's called Sandy's Treats.
4. Where did the woman get the sandwiches? Five. What does the man say about the sandwiches? Six. Where is Sandy's Treats located? Part 4. Short talks. Listen and choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following information. Have you seen the new soap opera, The Rose War? It's incredible. It is a combination of romance and drama. The actors and actresses are all very famous and play their parts very well. I'm sure you will love it. It's on each weeknight at 7 p.m. on Channel 53. Why don't you tune in to the next episode? 1. What is this person talking about? 2. What is combined in the Rose War? 3. When can we see the Rose War? 4 through 6 refer to the following message.
Hi, Paul. Sorry I missed you. When you receive this message, please give me a call. I would like to discuss the plans for our next meeting. Can you still meet with Cheryl and me tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.? Please let me know. Thank you. I'll be in my office all day, or you can reach me on my cell phone.
4. What does the woman want to discuss? 5. What does the woman want Paul to do? 6. How can Paul contact the woman?